Well, now to the latest on that deadly movie set tragedy. Today, industry peers mourning, sharing some emotional messages after, of course, last week's fatal on-set shooting involving actor Alec Baldwin. News Nation's Nancy Liu is live from Los Angeles for us tonight. So, Nancy, what are those peers saying?
Well, Nicole, the entertainment world is still reeling from the controversial and tragic shooting death of Halyna Hutchins as legal ramifications begin. The investigation continues in New Mexico as the industry mourns a rising star. A candlelight vigil to honor Halyna Hutchins drew more than 500 people to the International Cinematographers Guild in Burbank. Industry peers are mourning, but they're also angry.
That weapon should have never been in anybody's hands except for the armor, to showing the first AD, showing the director, before it was ever handed off to the actor.
How a loaded weapon got into the hands of Alec Baldwin is at the heart of the investigation, which appears focused on the production's 24-year-old armorer and 62-year-old assistant director. Entertainment lawyer Brian Sullivan predicts possible charges of criminally negligent homicide or reckless endangerment.
I don't see it rise because it doesn't appear that anybody had any violent intentions or any desires. It just seemed like a horrendous mistake that should have been caught was made.
There's been no public comment yet from the armorer or the assistant director, who was the one to hand the gun to Baldwin last Thursday, saying it was safe to use. The scene had Baldwin sitting in a church pew on set. He was rehearsing drawing the revolver and pointing it towards the camera when it went off. In a lengthy Facebook post, a gaffer working on Rush shared this photo and blamed Hutchins' death on negligence and unprofessionalism. Serge Svetnoy wrote in part, "I was holding her in my arms while she was dying. Her blood was on my hands." The tragedy was preceded by multiple complaints over work conditions and reportedly at least two other gun mishaps earlier this month.
I think this is a set that was clearly fraught with problems, and maybe they should have shut everything down Saturday morning when people walked off, but I don't know that the evidence yet shows it was egregiously unsafe to the point of, you know, like reckless disregard for human life to keep going.
Now, at this point, there are no charges in this case, and production of Rust is paused indefinitely. More details are expected later this week. The Santa Fe Sheriff's Department has scheduled a news conference for Wednesday. Nicole?
All right, we'll be looking for that. Nancy, thank you.